This episode of A Week Late is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best and free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never charge for anything. For all this and more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.
Up, everybody. Welcome to another episode of A Week Late Podcast Retro. My name is Darren. I am aka Analysis489 on the Twitters. It's going to be a pretty quick one. In our previous retro episode, we did Jedi Junkies. Father's Day was on Sunday, so we took the day off, plus Mr. Cryptic was away getting us some photos and videos of a couple of different events that we will be talking about on the next show. Tonight I will be watching yet another movie, a documentary, no less, on Hulu again. This time it's a movie called Burger Town. This might be the oldest one we've done as of yet. This was released in 1997. The description reads thusly: a tasty, colorful tour of the Los Angeles burger and drive-in scene that also traces its Americana roots from post-World War II through the 1990s, up to 1997, obviously, when this movie was released. It has 3 out of 5 stars rating on Hulu Plus. This one's been in my queue for a really long time, and it's one of the growing number of documentaries, movies, and shows in general that do not have expiration dates. However, there are still a lot of programs that do, and some that have restrictions due to contracts with third-party companies, not even third-party companies themselves, even to the point where Hulu was created a while back by a joint venture between Fox and NBC, if I'm not mistaken. Yet, whenever you go to watch a show on FX, namely Louie or It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you have to wait a full 30 days to watch the most recent episode. And those shows are all on FX, which is owned by Fox. You figure they would give you more instantaneous access, which proves my point, because if anybody's not watching Wilfred, they just released the newest episode of Wilfred 2 weeks before it airs, so I don't understand that show also being on FX, why the wait for the other shows, the 30 days, I don't know, the contracts and availability is very strange to me. Some shows you can only view online, like web, not even online through your Xbox, or it has to be from a computer, which is mind-boggling to me. Anyway, this movie runs 47 minutes long. It's not rated by the MPAA, and my expectations You know, it's going to be a quick one. It's only 47 minutes, like I said. So it's like watching it. What it is probably a made-for-TV documentary where there was a bunch of commercials, and the whole thing ran an hour long on TV. So without commercials, this thing probably, you know, hence the 47 minutes. You know, I'm going to go middle of the road. I'm not going to know what to really... It's like, very niche. Like, there's a super... This is, like, the L.A. burger and drive-in scene post-World War II to the 90s. Like, that's such a geographically, like, a pinhole compared to the rest of the planet. So I'm interested to see how broad they can get with just being in that one area. So yeah, middle of the road, I guess. I'm always looking for soundtracks to documentaries, so I'm interested to see what kind of music there's going to be in this. It's like 90s, so I can only imagine. So yeah, these are shows designed... The retro episodes are designed to sort of be a little snippet, a quick shot, a fix, if you will, in between regular episodes to keep the content flowing and keep you guys listening while that other stuff goes on we call life. So I'm going to go watch the flick, and we'll be back for part two of a week late retro Burger Town review. And I'll probably eat some food while watching Burger Town, because as I mentioned in the previous retro episode, I believe, I never want to watch this while hungry. So I will be eating while watching this movie. Don't know why I had to tell you that, but there's that. All right, go watch it, and then listen to the second half, because I'm sure there will be spoilers on a documentary about burgers that you don't want to be upset at me for spoiling. All right. Welcome back to part two of a week late retro for Burger Town. Very interesting. This movie was kind of all over the place, but as it stated in the description, it was very much both about burgers and also drive-ins and diners, and they were kind of back and forth on both of those. I mentioned the soundtrack. I thought it was going to be like very, I don't know what I thought. When I hear 90s, I think of like grunge era. This was shot very much like they were still in the 80s. The music, the opening song, I guess you'd want to call it, was pretty terrible. And I was correct in my assumption that this movie was made for TV. There were commercial breaks and people cutting to stay tuned for the Burger Town moment. And then they would play like a really cool, like, old commercial from like the 60s or even the 40s or the 50s that were advertising burger joints either in the area, or they're pretty much commercials that were pretty much aired everywhere. But a lot of this movie Well, I guess I'll give it my rating, because believe it or not, this movie has spoilers, but not real ones, like Soprano style, where you find out at the end. I still haven't seen the last season of Sopranos. Anyway, so I'm going to give this movie, you know what, for what it was, if you can get past the dated film style and sort of old school music, I mean, some of the, I don't know if they did it on purpose, but some of the opening and closing Burger Town theme needs work, even in 1997. There's another song that mentions Burger Town at the very end of this movie, and it's actually the better of the two. It's like the acoustic version of the Burger Town theme, and I actually recorded it to sort of show you guys what the good song out of the two is, and that's the one I'm going to be playing at the end of this episode. So if you're one of those people that stays at the end credits for, a Nick Fury scene that's coming up in Iron Man 3 or something. This isn't quite to that caliber, but it is a very whimsical tune about Burger Town, if you want to listen to that. I'm going to give this movie, I would say, well, see, I have my personal rating, and then I have to give the Hulu Plus rating, because I don't think they let you rate in halves or quarters and whatnot. So, Hulu Plus, the people have been watching it on this platform, have given it 3 out of 5 stars. I will give it 4 out of 5 stars. First of all, it's really short. I like the fact that it was not interrupted by actual commercials of this day and age, but rather ones of the past. Interestingly enough, I saw, for our older viewers out there, by older I mean at least born in the 70s or 80s, I guess, we'll remember the Where's the Beef Lady. I believe that was for Wendy's. But they showed a commercial for Jack in the Box that would really only air on the West Coast. I guess back then, Jack in the Box wasn't really, I don't know. I took this movie for a sort of to add places that I want to go visit and eat burgers there. I'm not big on fast food anymore. Like, I can't really tell you the last time I had, like, McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell. Like, none of those places are, like, really real food to me. But when I travel, I'm an avid fan of traveling, so this movie, like, made me put burger joints on my list that I want to go hit up when I go back out to the West Coast or whatever. Opening sequence of this movie reveals that it was distributed by Scott Entertainment, probably not around anymore, just by the pure production value of the movie. Granted, it was 1997, just getting into the sort of high def era, if that. Wasn't on a consumer level there anyway. They go into the history of McDonald's, obviously, but this is, like, prior to Ray Kroc, I think is his name, the guy that actually was, like, credited with franchising the McDonald's. A lot of people think that he created McDonald's, but he just made it more available by franchising it out. That system was sort of his. I think what I was getting at before was the fact that this is more of, they weren't facts as much as a area of California, LA specifically, that was laying claim to having certain areas that maybe helped start the fast food trend in the United States. I don't know if it's a fact as much as it is that they're laying claim to it. They seem to think so, but that doesn't make it factual. So it is a documentary in the sense that they are, you know, giving you actual accounts of the drives and the drive-ins and the drive-thrus and the burger joints of L.A. But as far as, like, originating the burger movement, I don't know if that's a thing. And they do actually go into the history a little bit of it, is that someone said that there's really no way to prove who invented the first burger. That was in 1997, right around the time Google was coming into existence, if we have any listeners out there, for once, I'm glad there isn't that much feedback, otherwise I'd be getting railed for my internet history. But anyway, I don't know. Since 1997, I'm pretty sure someone has been credited with inventing the burger. I guess I had time to do that research, but if anybody knows, let me know. As of this Burger Town documentary, there's a burger historian, if you will, that states to this day, we don't know, and he said we'll never know. But like I said, I think it's pre-Google, so maybe that's not the case. A large portion of this movie was, like, dedicated to drive-ins and stuff like that. I kind of was losing interest about it for, you know, over it for a while, but it didn't completely take me out of it. And it was a little short, so that's another reason for the 4 out of 5 stars. Like, a perfect documentary, I mean, there's really no perfect length. I guess it matters on, it depends on subject matter. And to be honest with you, this was a perfect length. Even without commercials, it ran almost an hour. I think any more info about burgers in that area at the time up through 1997 would have probably been overkill. I wanted to mention the spot where they showed in its entirety a commercial, probably from the 40s, I want to say. It was completely black and white, extremely scantily clad women. Even for 2012, these chicks were dressed pretty skimpy. They were singing a song called At Your Service, and I'm not even going to pretend to know, but there's a line in this ad that's sung 3 times. The first time it's sung by the guy that intros the commercial. The rest of it is these 3 girls delivering burgers out. They're like car hops, and they deliver burgers out to these guys that are literally, like, undressing them. And at one point, the girls get on the hoods of the cars and start, like, practically doing, like, a lap dance. I thought for the 1940, for whatever black and white era film, this commercial was, like, I was like, holy shit, I can't believe these women, like, they were whoring it up over burgers. It was crazy. And one of the lines was, they were probably trying to rhyme something with fries, and the line was, something like, come see our car hops and order some fries. Some are dumb and some are wise. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe the guy that's singing this song to these girls just called one of them dumb. And on top of that, the women sing it twice themselves. I think it was insane. Like, something like that in this day and age of being politically correct would not fly at all. But I think it's funny how, like, sexism was so completely blatant. Even, like, would you call it auto-sexism? If you're a female that's self-sexist? I don't know. But there was a ton of that in the ads, and it just blew my mind what was acceptable back then. Like, I don't know. I think this movie was cool in the sense that I often wonder what it was like in the 50s going to these burger joints and being on dates and like sock hops and stuff like that, because I, you know, obviously wasn't alive in those times, but I just think it was a simpler time, and like these diners and these burger joints that are, you know, they've been around so long that they're literally part of history. If you're someone like me that likes food, and to try, I'll try anything once as long as it's not like still alive when I stick my fork in it. With the exception of, no, nothing. I won't eat anything that's still alive. Sushi is raw, but it's at least dead. I added some restaurants, some places to this list when I go visit some friends out in California. I want to go to Fatburger and In-N-Out. I want to say when I was a kid, I ate In-N-Out Burger, and I remember it being great, but I don't, you know, I was too young to care about remembering. But I'm pretty sure In-N-Out, Fatburger, this place called Pan Apple, or the Apple Pan, was it? Pan Apple. I don't know. One of those two. I want to go and check those places out because apparently they've been trying to, they've been pressured by the state of California, or at least the county, to sell their decades-old establishment. But it's still family-run and not franchised, and I like places like that. They're like mom-and-pop places that have stood their ground throughout the years, and, you know, there's a sense of pride within the family to keep that business going. You know, there has to be some sort of respect for that. I found it really funny. They were interviewing a manager or an owner of a Fatburger restaurant, and he was trying to explain the name, and it was, you know, towards the end of the 90s, and he was talking about being health conscious, and you hear his voice at first while they're showing the exterior of a Fatburger, and he goes, "We're not asking you to come to Fatburger to get fat." And as soon as he says that, they pan to him, and he's fat. He's huge. He's like, "Well, Fatburger, you know, we were sort of ahead of the curve because now the kids are saying that fat is a word for cool," which actually did happen in the late 90s, and I think through the early 2000s, which, you know, I have to admit, I used to say it, but not because I thought it was cool. The fat that he's talking about is P-H-A-T. This is clearly spelled fat, like you're a fat ass. And he was indeed a fat ass, and he was talking about, oh, you know, in today's health-conscious generation, we're a show kitchen, meaning you get to watch your food being made in front of you. Yeah, that doesn't make it healthier. That just shows you that you're making my crap in front of me, in front of me. That's all it does. It doesn't mean anything. It's not healthier. Just because I'm watching you put fat onto my plate doesn't make it any healthier than me not watching you put it on my plate. I just thought it was funny. The owner for a Fatburger is a fat ass. So that being said, go watch it if you're into, if you, like I said, if you can get rid of, if you can get past the cheesy intro music, and just watch it for what it is. If you have nothing better to do, Burger Town on Hulu Plus. I'm sure it's out there on Amazon. It might even be on YouTube for free now. Like I said, there are plenty of ways to get legal videos these days without having to go pirate. But I'm not your father or the law. Just get it how you want to. Go watch it. Listen to this episode. Tell your friends to listen to this episode and others that we have up at aweeklate.com. Still more movies on my queue, some of them documentaries, but I'm starting to get into the older movies like Four Rooms with Tim Roth, I believe, was on there. I'm going to watch that soon. Yeah, I think that's it. Short and sweet retro episodes. This one's probably going to run about 30 minutes or so, which is probably about the norm. So little tidbits in between the regular episodes, like I said. Hit us up on Facebook. We are facebook.com /aweeklatepodcast. We are at aweeklate on Twitter. I am at analysis489 on Twitter. Also, hit us up at Fen Promos on Twitter for the Fen Entertainment Music blog page, facebook.com/FenEntertainment. Thanks for listening, guys. Please catch us on iTunes. Leave your comments where you can. We just need more interaction on Twitter, through Facebook, more followers. You guys can keep helping us build. We're getting actually a lot of good feedback numbers-wise, but we actually want to hear back from you, the listener, the people that are listening. What do you guys think? Do you guys want us to watch movies? What movies do you want us to watch? What would you like to hear us talk about more? What do you want to hear us talk about less? Email us, fans.aweeklate@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. This has been yet another episode of A Week Late Retro Podcast, or A Week Late Podcast Retro. I don't know however you want to say it. A Week Late Retro, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends and family. And we will see you a week ago. This episode of Weekly is brought to you by FenEntertainment.com, offering the very best in free independent music from the great sunny state of Florida and beyond. Download underground hip-hop, rock, industrial, drum and bass, dubstep, ska, drumstep, jungle, and much, much more. From single tracks to full sets, albums, and remixes, all for free. Plus the latest videos that get you up to speed on all the current tech, art, music, video games, TV, movies, pop culture, and even anime. No ads, no pop-ups, no flashy distraction banners, and it's absolutely free. Never a charge for anything. For all of this and for more information, go to www.fenentertainment.com.
11. You can smell the meat and the tasty fat frying. From the mountains down to the bay, everyone's plugged in and there is no denying. Pile up the onions, ketchup's like a tide, sesame bun, pickles on the side. Creamy avocado, chili pepper too, everything is so good for you, down in Burger Town. There is a man, he's got a plan, a guarantee that you'll feel great. Spatula glued to his hand, cooks a ton of beef, slides it all onto your plate. Grill is hot and sizzling, and your mouth it just drools. Serious business, ain't no time for fools. Mountain of fries, cherry coke you can sip, then you're ready for another trip. Back to Burger Town. Some people say they'd rather try the Apple or check out the Windy City. But right here in L.A., we've got all the names, so we're really sitting pretty. Fat Burger Tommy's in and out, it goes on. Not just places, a real phenomenon. Ain't no higher or deeper thrill, it's Nirvana on the grill, here in Burger Town. Here in Burger Town. Here in Burger Town. Right here in Burger Town. Here in Burger Town.